Nearly a quarter million Ohioans are covered by workers' comp. The Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation is the largest state-run insurance program in the nation. Ohio workers, families, businesses, and communities are all affected by how well and how efficiently the agency does its job. Today, the administrator of BWC, Stephanie McLeod, joins Farm Bureau's Dan Rapp to give us a look at the issues around workplace health and safety today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working together for Ohio farmers to advance agriculture and strengthen our communities, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
The mission of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation is focused on protecting Ohio's workers and employers against injury and illness. Governor Mike DeWine appointed Stephanie B. McLeod to be the administrator and CEO of the agency. McLeod is a veteran executive with a diverse background that includes 20 years of experience in public administration and workers' comp. She has worked in the private sector, in the Voinovich administration, and in the Attorney General's office. McLeod earned a bachelor's degree in, Dan, did you know this, journalism from Ohio University, and a law degree from Capital University Law School. Stephanie, welcome to Town Hall Ohio.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
And the Dan I referenced, Dan Rapp, is our Senior Director of Member Retention and Health Benefits. Welcome back to the show, Dan.
Thanks, Joe.
So let's get started with just, a 101 on the Bureau of Workers' Comp, Stephanie. Its history, its purpose. What's the agency designed to do?
Thank you, Joe. The agency was workers' comp system was established in 1912 as part of a grand bargain among laborers, business owners, and government officials to keep workers safe, to take care of them when they're injured, and to protect employers from costly litigation. For decades, we operated under the Ohio Industrial Commission, and we officially became a state agency in the 1950s. I would note our original name was the Ohio Bureau of Workmen's Comp, and that's how it appears in the Constitution. At its core, we're an insurance agency. We are here to make sure that folks that get injured on the job, men and women, that they receive the medical treatment necessary to recover, to return to work, and to make sure they receive fair compensation during that recovery. We have about 1,800 employees. We are in roughly 14 locations throughout Ohio, and everyone is dedicated to effectively accomplishing that job. We're totally supported by the premiums that Ohio's private and public employers pay for coverage, and we are not funded by tax dollars.
So you talked a little bit about the funding piece of it, but go a little bit deeper into how it works. As an employer, am I the one providing workers' comp coverage?
If you are running a business or you are a public entity, if you have any employees that work for you, we sure hope that you have Ohio workers' compensation coverage. The only business entities to speak of that are not required to keep it is if you are a solo person on your own. If you have employees, you are required in the state to have some form of insurance. Most employers, about 55% of Ohio employees are covered under the state fund, meaning you pay into our system, just as you would an insurance company. The employers pay in, and we medically manage and work through the issues for any injured workers for those employers. The other 45% or so are managed by what we call self-insurance, and that's a carve-out for certain employers. But as you can tell, most of the employers in the state of Ohio are part of the state fund.
You mentioned the Industrial Commission. I didn't know that BWC was actually a function of that, and now they're separate. But what's the Industrial Commission? It still exists, and its relationship to BWC?
The Industrial Commission is funded by the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. They are a three-commissioner entity, and they are what I would refer to as the quasi-adjudicatory body. So as a sister agency, when we make a determination on a claim, whether it's allowed or disallowed once there's an injury, whatever decision we make, the parties, whether it's the injured worker or the employer, has the right then to appeal that claim. Rather than going through an immediate court system, which can be very costly and time-consuming, the Industrial Commission allows for a quicker at adjudication of the claim by this administrative body. There is a first level, which is known as the district hearing officer, second level, which is the staff hearing officer level, and then it can be appealed to the three commissioners themselves. Any decisions by the Industrial Commission can be appealed on up to the Court of Common Pleas where the injury happened, but a lot of the cases are then resolved at a lower dollar expense to either the employer or employee in the Industrial Commission setting.
So Dan Rapp, as I mentioned, among many duties here, manages our health benefits programs. But give us an idea, why is Farm Bureau pay so close attention to what happens at the Bureau of Workers' Compensation?
Well, for one, farming's a dangerous occupation, and we do more and more have employees on the farm, and we need to make sure that we're acting appropriately so that they're safe. But when injuries do occur, we want to make sure that there's protection there for them so that they continue to have their wage.
And we're going to talk about this more, but just a 30,000 foot view. We have group ratings? Is that the proper term for the program that we offer to Farm Bureau members?
Yeah, it's the group rating program. We've had that since 1991 for the Ohio Farm Bureau, one of the original sponsors of the program in the state.
And just the general gist of it?
We pull together a large number of small employers in order to get a discount on their workers' compensation premium that normally would be reserved for just higher, maybe self-employed or self-insured employers.
So, Stephanie, as you pointed out, there are a lot of people in Ohio that are covered through workers' comp. Walk us through maybe some of the responsibilities. If I'm an employer and I'm providing that to my employees, or the responsibilities that the employees themselves have.
Well, we always hope that the first responsibility of both the employer and the employee is to work toward a very safe working environment. And we've done a lot. We can talk about that later if you'd like, but we've done a lot in the Bureau of Workers' Compensation to provide those opportunities, those trainings, and on-site visits to help with that. Because what we always say is the best way to treat a claim is to never have one. So if we can avoid it altogether, that would be the way to handle it. But employers are required, as I mentioned, to have workers' compensation coverage. They can go on our website. They can receive their policy number, and then they're obligated each year to report payroll. They're obligated to report claims. If you have a worker who's injured on the job, you work with that employee to get that information to the Bureau so that we can make that determination. If you're an employee, that's part of your obligation. If you're injured, hopefully you're getting to some medical assessment right away. You get your information to the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. We make that determination whether it's allowed or not allowed. If it's allowed, you're going to need to go to some, attend all your doctor's appointments. Make sure you're doing all the things you need to do to get back to work as soon as possible. Back to the employer side, there's other things that they can do. There's lots of programs that they can be involved with. Dan mentioned the group rating experience program. That's a great program for employers to pool their risk. And these are folks with better than average claims. If you've had a couple claims and you have some concerns, we have the group retrospective rating program. I would encourage employers to get with an employer service specialist at BWC and determine what other programs are good for them. We have a Go Green discount. We have a drug-free workplace discount. There's a lot of opportunities to, again, invest, kind of to take some time with this program. And even we're trying to incentivize, so even earn some dollars back.
We're going to drill down a little deeper on the preventative pieces of what workers' comp does. But Dan, your experience, you've been involved in this for a number of years. Does the preventative approach work? Do we see results from getting ahead of accidents happening in the first place?
Well, I think it does, and we certainly put a lot of time to it as an organization. All of our county farm bureaus sponsor safety meetings locally every year for their members. Whether they're participating in the program or not, they're welcome to participate in that. And we do some tracking of accidents through our third-party administrator, Comp Management, who lets us know what types of injuries that we're seeing out there with those employers. We can talk about some of that, too, if you want, Joe.
We absolutely will. How do you measure the work that BWC has been doing? Do you measure it in how many policies are enforced? Do you measure it in how much money you save? Do you measure it in quick treatment for injured workers? I'm guessing the answer is yes to all the above.
Yes. Yes.
Give me a few ideas of what you pay attention to as the administrator that you're looking at in terms of measuring success?
Claims falling is a big one for us. Claims have been down significantly over the years. In 2018, we had 85,000 new claims allowed. That is down from over 200,000 and I'm going to go back to maybe 2010, maybe a little bit earlier. Claims are falling. This is something we're seeing nationwide, but in addition to Ohio, there is a national emphasis on safety nationwide, taking the time, again, to put things, whether it's policies, equipment, what have you, training into place prior to accidents. Employers, I think, are finally getting to the point where they see the value of a smaller upfront cost, saving them money in the back end. We also look at it in terms of employer rates. Our employer rates are better than they have been in probably 40 years. We just today is the day, July 1, our rates for private employers dropped 20%. This is the 13th straight year that we've had a decrease or no change. This is the longest one in at least 60 years, the longest period of time that we've been operating with a continual decrease or no change. We measure that as success. We continue to give back dividends to employers based on how well our investment section is doing. We measure that in success. We have paid out about $1.5 billion in 2018 for benefits paid. That's down from $2 billion in 2008. So there's lots of metrics we use. The use of our safety department is up. We love to see that. We love to see that correlation with the use of our safety department, and our safety dollars are up. Just a few years ago, we only had $4 million a year that we use for safety. Now we give out $20 million in grants and programs. Those go to, as I mentioned, training, workplace safety equipment, body armor, firefighter equipment, things that improve school safety and security. We measure it in every way possible.
Now, are employees of public sector public sector types of agencies, are they covered by workers' comp as well?
Yes, they are. Public taxing districts, as we call them, which are municipalities, townships, counties, those are all covered by Ohio workers' comp with the same opportunity. If they have the size and financial strength, they can go self-insured.
And are we seeing similar signs of success, whether we're talking public or private?
We are seeing similar signs in both sectors, yes.
So the best in 40 years, a 20% drop. Dan, how does that translate when workers' comp is able to reduce rates or pay dividends back? How does that translate then into the businesses and the farmers who are participating, like in our group ratings program?
Well, it certainly helps for those individual businesses and their own profitability and whether or not they're able to have more resources to invest in safety within their own workplace. So anytime those premiums come down, you're able to put better safety equipment in place for those workers.
We've got about 30 seconds here before we need to go to break. If folks would like to find, and I want to spend a little more time on the group ratings program because, well, we paid for the airtime, so we're going to talk about a member benefit that we have. But where do folks go if they want to learn more about group ratings program through Ohio Farm Bureau?
You want to take a look at the Ohio Farm Bureau website at ofbf.org, and you'll be able to find that under Member Service Programs.
We're going to talk further about workers' comp, how it relates to those of you who are either employers or employees. And we're also going to talk about workplace injuries, what some of the more common ones are, and drill down into how do we avoid them. Our guest, Stephanie McLeod, Administrator and CEO of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, Dan Rapp of the Ohio Farm Bureau, will be back right after this.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
At Georgia Boot, we build our boots just like the people who wear them. Tough, dependable, and hardworking. You need a boot that you can count on. That's why Georgia Boot always uses rich, full-grain leathers and comfort insoles to maximize your all-day comfort. We've been building boots that way since 1937. You pick the best tools for the job. Why would your boots be any different? Georgia Boot is America's hardest-working boot. Go to georgiaboot.com to see our latest promotions or to find a dealer near you.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
For farmers and small business owners looking for quality, affordable health care for themselves and employees, the Ohio Farm Bureau Health Benefits Plan may be your solution. The plan is available for employers with fewer than 100 employees and sole proprietors who have employees, are headquartered in Ohio, and operate within the farm-to-fork sector. To learn more about qualifications and plan details, visit ofbhealthbenefitsplan.org. Quality, affordable health care option. Visit ofbhealthbenefitsplan.org.
Your projects are a big deal, so use equipment that can get the job done. Cat Equipment sets the standard for the industry. The Cat product line includes more than 300 machines to handle a wide variety of duties. Ohio Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 when buying or leasing qualifying Cat equipment, plus a $250 credit on select work tool attachments. Learn more by visiting ofbf.org/savings and click on the Caterpillar logo. Limitations and restrictions apply.
I fell down, so here I lay. Got the workman's comp, so everything's okay. I fell down, so here I lay. Got the workman's comp, so everything's okay. I fell down.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio. Our guest is the administrator and CEO of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, Stephanie McLeod. Dan Rapp of the Ohio Farm Bureau staff, who, among other things, works in our health benefits area. And I was glad to find out that it actually did used to be called workman's comp, because I was never really sure. And, of course, now I've studied up on it a little bit. But I'm not completely wrong if I say workman's comp instead of workers' comp.
That is still how it appears in the Constitution. The statutes have changed it to workers' comp, of course, to reflect the workforce as it currently stands. But, no, it was not an anomaly that you still hear that from time to time.
So Dan talked to us a little bit ago about a group ratings program that's a member benefit for Ohio Farm Bureau members, and lots of folks have group ratings programs. Stephanie, explain the concept of what happens there, why it might be something attractive for employers and employees.
Thank you, Joe. The group experience rating program allows public and private employers to pull together. These are going to be your employers that have better than average claim histories. They have very good, a lot of these focus, these employers are working very hard on safety, and they're able to, with their clean records, to pull together and get a discount for their regular workers' compensation premium. You might ask, how can I find where I can get involved in one of these? What you need to find is a certified sponsor from BWC. We certify sponsors to pull these groups, both public and private. And if you go to our website, bwc.ohio.gov, you can look up those certified sponsors, of which Farm Bureau is one. Farm Bureau pulls together like employers with those good risks, and that is the group experience ratings program. We have a group retrospective program wherein it's very similar. You find a sponsor, they pull together those employers, but instead of getting the upfront discount that a group rating program would provide you, you're just going to pay your regular premium into the program. And then at the end of a period, there's a kind of a waiting period as the claims roll out, the employers can either be provided with a refund if that group does better than expected, or would have an assessment. The sponsors so far that have been managing these programs, we think, have done a very good job. And the employers are seeing a lot of rebates come back to them at the end of that waiting period. I know I've heard from employers specifically, they didn't qualify for group anymore. They got into a group retrospective program. They were in it for a couple years, started seeing those rebates come back. When they their safety and their work and safety and other things, their claims that were such that they qualified for group rating again, they didn't want to go back in. They wanted to stay in the group retro program.
So, Dan, Ohio Farm Bureau has a group program. Of course, you would think that farmers who are employers can be a part of this, but who else? It's not just farmers who might qualify for our program.
Yeah, we're fortunate with the size of our group to be able to offer the program to just about all of the industries in the state. So whether it's not just agriculture, but all other types of Main Street businesses that you might see all over. We have programs that they can participate in.
Now, they've got choices. So folks could join, companies could join, a multitude of them. Maybe a quick pitch or two on why the Ohio Farm Bureau Group Ratings Program is one to at least consider. Well, this is the commercial part of the show.
Primarily, I think we just give them the most outstanding rate that they're going to be able to find in terms of what their enrollment fee is going to be to participate in the discount that they're going to get. Now, on top of that, organizationally, we've got a broad array of other Farm Bureau benefits that as members they can take advantage of as well.
Give me an idea. If I'm an employer and I've got, 10 employees, I need to be paying for workers' comp. When you say a savings, I don't know if you have hard numbers in dollars or percentages, but are there some typical ideas, kinds of savings that someone might be able to look to get?
It's just a little bit over half of what your normal premium would be in our better group programs.
So if folks are interested in the Ohio Farm Bureau's group ratings program, don't go to Stephanie's website. Come to ours, right?
Absolutely.
We are chatting today with Stephanie McLeod, Administrator and CEO of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. And by the way, her appearance here does not necessarily mean she endorses our program. I'll get you off the hook there, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Dan Rapp is Senior Director of Member Retention and Health Benefits for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Real quick, Stephanie. Workers' comp, health insurance, what's the relationship between those two tools that I have to protect myself?
The main difference, of course, is going to be, there's really two main differences. First of all, ours is if it's work-related. Many people, when you just get injured at home, you'll go to see your physician or the urgent care, and one of the questions they will ask you is, was this at work? Was your injury on the job? Because that changes who they bill, that changes who they work with, that changes some of the process and procedures they go through in their care for you. Care hopefully is the same, but it changes some of their processes so that they know. At that point, rather than working through your health insurance, whoever that may be, you will now work through BWC. And we will see that claim through from start to finish. The other part of that is, unlike your health insurance that you is negotiated, your employer negotiates and comes up with, if you are off work because of your workplace injury, that can be also a benefit provided by BWC. We refer to that as lost time or lost wage. Typically, I'm unaware of any health insurance programs that currently provide that to the employees. But those are going to be kind of your two biggest. If it's at work and it's work-related, that's us. If it's anything else, that's probably your health insurance.
We're talking about the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation Program with the agency's administrator and CEO, Stephanie McLeod. Dan Rapp is Senior Director for the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. When we return, we're going to talk about what BWC knows about workplace injuries. What are some of the more common ones? How can we avoid them? That's when we continue on Town Hall, Ohio. I bet you didn't know there were workman's compensation songs out there, did you?
This is a first. I've been around comp, Ohio comp, a long time. I'm going to have to get the track.
Yeah, you need to become a Town Hall Ohio fan. We got all the tunes. Stephanie McLeod is administrator of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Dan Rapp, senior director with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. We've been talking about the program, but let's get back to some things that are maybe a little bit more practical for workers and employers on a day-to-day basis, Stephanie. And that's the fact that even with all the safety measures in place, people might get hurt. As your agency reviews the common injuries, the kinds of things that go wrong the most often, what kind of things do you find out there?
We do have a few things we've identified, but first I'd like to toot the horn of Ohio employers and Ohio workers to say our injury rate is 2.7 per 100 full-time equivalent workers. The national average is 3.1. We are also lower than any of our surrounding counties right here in the Midwest. So Ohioans, both as employers and employees, are doing a great job of trying to keep those injuries down. And again, we're seeing that reflected both in terms of dividends and rate reductions. The most common types of injuries are actually some things you might expect. An open wound of a finger. We have about 11,000 of those a year. A lot of folks in the service industry, anything from farming to you name it, people use their hands. A lot of opportunities from paper cuts to getting cut with some farm equipment. Lumbar strains, we see about 4,000 to 5,000 of those per year. And that's, as you can imagine, lifting, as we have any manufacturing, and certainly in the farming industry, that's going to be an issue as well. Lifting equipment, lifting feed, lifting anything of that matter. Finally, it's going to be kind of a catch-all of sprains, strains that are associated with lifting, slips, trips, falls. People walking from place to place and they trip or they fall down a stairs. I think we're going to see a little bit of an increase with this as we see an aging workforce. A lot of falls, and again, that may cause also claim severity to go up. As you have an aging workforce, a fall for a 22-year-old may be different than a fall for a 62-year-old. There's different recovery times and different treatment that's required. I think if, again, on the front end for safety purposes, as we see an aging workforce, that losing that core balance for aging workforce is a big contributor to those. And maybe employers can explore some things to do in that area. One of the things we've talked about, on-site yoga, things like that, that would help strengthen that core so that when there is a slip or trip, they can catch themselves.
Dan, folks may not think about agriculture as much as maybe working in a mine or the construction industries, but what our Farm Bureau members, men and women across the state, are doing, it's a dangerous occupation.
It is, Joe. I mean, they're out with big equipment, they're out working in the elements. Not all the days are bright sunshiny days, and we're also blessed to have wonderful equipment dealers that are also always interested in the safety of our farmers that are out there. Just, one little example, you're seeing more and more staircases built on tractors and combines rather than ladders that are going up, or staircases that are going around grain bins rather than a ladder that's going vertically straight up. And those are all interventions to try to keep, if there is going to be an injury, that it's a more minor one.
We used to have a farm safety specialist on board here at Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, and while it remains a priority for us, we spend a lot of time advocating for extension, for example. They do a great job of finding ways to make farming safer, don't they?
Yeah, they're a great resource for us. We just partnered with Extension and also nationwide in an online learning series for our Farm Bureau members. If they go to the Ohio Farm Bureau website and want to brush up on some common farm-related safety, they can view those webinars and take those tests.
So cuts, slips and falls, trying to lift too much and hurting your back, those are the common injuries. And Dan pointed out agriculture is a particularly dangerous industry. Are there other industries in Ohio where the common injuries are more common because of the type of industry you're involved in?
Yes, absolutely, as you can imagine. And it's interesting, some of these things overlap even with farming, although they're not standalone to farming. The first one is transportation and warehousing, which obviously our agricultural community does a lot of both of those. Healthcare and social assistance, as we see the expansion of nursing homes, other sort of assisted living facilities, those low back strains, those slips, trips from trying to help folks move around. And then finally, the least surprising, manufacturing, of course, is going to have a lot of opportunity for that.
Let's get to what you said at the top of the show, Stephanie. The best injury is one that you can avoid. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that BWC is doing in terms of workplace injury prevention. I know you've got grants, you've got training programs. Where do you want to start?
The grant program, as I mentioned, but in 2012, we had $4 million a year. We're now up to 20. And we are constantly working in conjunction with our universities on research grants to find new and hopefully better ways to get people back to work, as well as the importance, again, on preventing injuries. We're doing a lot more to communicate the services we have. Unfortunately, a lot of people get this concern that I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So they get nervous about asking for safety help. So we're doing a lot with communications there as well.
There's more, and so we'll get to it right after the break. We're learning about ways we can prevent workplace injuries with Stephanie McLeod of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, Dan Rapp of the Ohio Farm Bureau. We'll be back after this.
$500 in bonus cash on eligible Ford vehicles. $750 in bonus cash on eligible Lincoln vehicles. All it takes is to be or become a member of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Bonus cash applies to purchases and leases. For all the program requirements and details, visit ofbf.org. Big bonus cash on new Fords and Lincolns exclusively for Ohio Farm Bureau members. Visit ofbf.org.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that? A crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Water. Every drop matters. No one knows that better than Ohio's farmers. Clean water is important to every farm and to every farmer. That's why Ohio Farm Bureau has invested millions of dollars to help farmers protect this vital resource, and in the process, protect the future for everyone. To learn more about Farm Bureau's clean water initiatives and for information on becoming a member, we invite you to visit farmersforwater.org today.
This year, Ohio Farm Bureau celebrates 100 years of serving farmers all over the Buckeye State. That's a full century of advocating on the behalf of farmers about issues impacting their livelihood. Join in the celebration by checking out our Centennial Store. Whether you're shopping for t-shirts, hats, and jackets featuring the vintage Ohio Farm Bureau logo, pint glasses for your cover crop beer, or a history book highlighting Ohio Farm Bureau's accomplishments now spanning 100 years, you can find it all right now at ohiofarmbureaustore.com. That's ohiofarmbureaustore.com.
I took a little fall, snapped one of my bones. Now I ain't at work, no, now I'm here at home. A guy like me don't get many lucky breaks. So when he gets a good one, he grabs all he could take. I fell down, so here I lay. Got the workman's comp, so everything's okay.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, and I got to say, it's one of my all-time favorite bands, the Bottle Rockets, doing Lucky Break. Our subject today is workers' compensation. Stephanie McLeod is its administrator, and Dan Rapp is senior director here at the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. We were talking about making prevention a core piece of what we do to keep workers safe in Ohio. You mentioned the grants. There's also a program, Better You, Better Ohio. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you, Joe. That is a wellness program. It is intended to target those that are maybe at a higher risk for on-the-job injuries. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary in February. The program, we're very excited about it. Our goal was to hit 10,000 by the end of this year. We've surpassed 12,000 already. It's an opportunity for employees at some of your smaller employers. We originally started with a 50 employer or less. We've upped that to 150 or less. And if you're working at that kind of place, you can go in and do some biometric screenings. Find out where you are health-wise, because healthier people are less likely to have an accident. And if they are, they're more likely to recover quickly. If you do those biometric screenings and something's identified, which could be helpful for you to address, then there's some coaching opportunities and some community websites and community outlets for you to participate in to, again, help you address those issues. Again, a healthy workforce. We talk talked about maybe yoga for older employees to build that core strength. This is just one other way that you can spot something, hopefully, that will help you not have an injury to begin with, but if you do, return faster.
Dan, as you work with businesses and individuals who are accessing workers' comp through our group ratings program, when you look at the training that goes on there, talk a little bit about the value that provides to our group ratings program members, the fact that they can do these kind of things that Stephanie's talk about and just simply prevent injuries in the first place.
I think, Joe, the biggest value is, as much as anything else, is just the reminder that the safety is important and trying to bring that issue back top of mind again. Also, often they don't think about themselves as athletes on the farm, and it really is an athletic activity, and they got to do a little bit of warming up and do a little stretching and get ready to participate as a farmer athlete out there.
So we have has as a priority focus the last couple of years here in Ohio Farm Bureau, Stephanie, dealing with the opioid crisis, primarily in rural areas of Ohio. We've done several shows here on the radio about it. Unfortunately, it is an exploding challenge in rural areas, and that's why Farm Bureau is tackling it. What's going on in that space at Workers' Comp?
Thank you, Joe. Just by way of background, prior to coming to BWC, I spent 13 years on the board of Central Ohio's largest substance abuse and recovery center. So this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart as well, and so excited to come on to an agency where this is a priority for them. We have done a lot of work over the last 8 years or so on this front, starting with, we believe we built a first-class, world-class pharmacy program that is the envy of the workers' comp system. Our opioid dosages are down since 2011. They're down 66%. Now, that's for any kind of opioid whatsoever. Additionally, just this past June 1st, we took OxyContin off the formulary. We've replaced it with other opioids. Certainly, opioids will have a place in the system, but opioids that we've replaced it with, the example being Xtamza. Xtamza is less subject to abuse, meaning if you crush it and you decide to snort it or inject it, you do not get the same level of high as you would with an OxyContin. It requires certain blood levels, among other things. Those are the kind of efforts we're taking. We are looking at doing some other things, hopefully. There's a drug disposal bag called Deterra. These Deterra bags are an opportunity when mom or dad has an injury, you get maybe 10 opioids, you use three. What do you do with the other seven? You're not supposed to flush them, but that puts them in the water system. There are locations that you can go to, but not everybody's doing that, just with the busy world we live in. These Deterra bags could be dispensed with the first prescription of an opioid. This would allow you put the pills in the bag. It's this charcoal substance. You put water in it, you shake it for 30 seconds, and it helps neutralize the drugs. To the extent there's anything left, it's now a charcoal, gooey, carbon-covered mess. And this prevents, hopefully, some abuse, maybe by Johnny or Susie, who, you know, never experienced with it before, but heard about it and want to try it. If they're not there, much like a claim, the best way to treat an addiction is to never have one.
Yeah, we just did a show on that here a couple of weeks ago, and Chad from Nationwide was with us. They're big sponsors of the Denial Ohio program. I've got one of those Deterra bags back on my desk, but they made the point that the vast majority of folks who end up addicted to opioids get it from leftover prescriptions. And So that is a crucial part in stopping the opioid problem. Dan, why you've been around Farm Bureau pretty much your whole career. The whole opioid thing, I want to talk to you about that just a little bit. I see at the clock, though, it's time to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Where can your Ohio Farm Bureau member benefits take you? No matter the destination, Avis and Budget Rental Car will get you there. Did you know that Ohio Farm Bureau members can save up to 25% off base rates and are eligible to receive other rental car discounts like dollars off or a free upgrade? So before you put that car in drive, log on to ofbf.org/savings and click on the Avis or Budget logo. Avis and Budget, great rental car discounts, exclusive to Ohio Farm Bureau members. Find them at ofbf.org/savings.
No matter where your travels take you, Ohio Farm Bureau membership benefits will follow. Before you check in, you should check out the wide variety of options Farm Bureau members have when it comes to hotel discounts. From names like Red Roof Inn and Motel 6 to over 30 iconic brands offered through Choice and Wyndham, you'll be able to find the comfort level that's right for you. To learn more on how to save on your lodging needs, visit ofbf.org/savings, another valuable member benefit exclusive to Ohio Farm Bureau members.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that? A crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Have you heard about the Ohio Farm Bureau Energy Program? Eligible members are saving an average of 15% on their electric and natural gas bills. The program works through a network of suppliers to secure cost-saving pricing in competitive electric and natural gas regions. We've heard from members who've saved hundreds of dollars annually on their energy costs. Getting started is easy. Simply call the Energy Program customer service line, 800-830-3501, and our representative will assist you from there, 800-830-3501. You can also visit ofbf.org/savings to learn more.
I'm taking a sick day, taking a sick day, yeah, I claim this day.
The purpose of Ohio's workers' comp program is to avoid employers having to be off work due to workplace injury. We're telling that story today with the administrator of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation, Stephanie McLeod. Dan Rapp is senior director with the Ohio Farm Bureau. I started down a path, Dan, and then I had to go to a quick break, but I've mentioned that for the last several years, farm bureaus at the county level and at the state level and even nationally are really embracing this opioid challenge. You've been around Farm Bureau a long time. We've always tackled the farm bill and line fence law and drainage issues. Why do you think Farm Bureau got so heavily involved in fighting this opioid problem?
Well, the ag community has not been immune to the impacts of the opioid problem across the countryside. And, you know, it has really upset some farm families. It has shattered some lives, and we're about maintaining a healthy community out there, and we have to be engaged in this issue to help bring that to fruition.
Stephanie, you had mentioned part of what BWC is doing in the opioid space. You've also got a, if I wrote it down right, the Substance Use Recovery and Workplace Safety Program.
That's correct. You do have it written down right, Joe. We call it the SUR program. It was started under the last administration with three counties, which is Ross, Scioto, and Montgomery counties. Those counties are eligible through their Adam H. boards for grant funding from BWC that employers can apply for. They can use that funding for pre-screening drug testing, random drug testing, probable cause drug testing, as well as training on how to manage and things to look for and recognize when you hire someone in recovery. What we know is it's very important to those in recovery that they have gainful, productive employment in which they can not get out of the spiral, get out of the downward spiral, and having a place to go and feel accomplished and have some personal satisfaction come out of that is a big part of their recovery.
So in a perfect world, the employer gets the employees in a position where they don't get hurt. The employees do everything they can to not get hurt. Your agency administers it, very low cost to everybody involved. However, there's always somebody trying to game the system. As you look at fraud against workers' comp, what are the big worries right now?
Well, fraud, we see fraud in several areas, really three main areas. First of all, of course, injured workers, people who have claimed that they are not able to return to work in any sort of capacity. Yet, though, we find some of those employees are working somewhere else, being paid under the table. That's always a concern. That's fraud. You're defrauding the system of money because you are able to work. The second is employers who have workers and they're not covering them, because if they don't cover them, if there's an injury, that will come back on them dollar for dollar. But if they close their doors because of the cost of the injury, then that the rest of the employers in the state of Ohio have to pick that cost up. The third is from providers, and those are going to be the folks who are overbilling, double billing, billing for services that they didn't provide, pill mills, those sorts of things.
How are we doing at catching the bad guys?
We are doing much better than we used to. We have, I would say, special investigations to date, our special investigations unit, which is what we call kind of our fraud enforcement group. It's our own crime fighting unit. We have about 121 agents, supervisors, and support personnel across the state. And they've done a lot in the time that we've started this since its inception in 1993. We've saved the Bureau nearly $2 billion and secured about 2,800 convictions of workers, healthcare providers, employers, and others who have cheated the system. We've seen a lot of savings, criminal referrals, indictments, convictions. We're closing investigations. We're excited about the work we're doing because this is a system that's legitimately created to help those who are legitimately injured, and it's unfair to employers, to other injured workers, to everyone when people game the system.
So if you were with us earlier, you found out that you can save money on your workers' comp coverage if you qualify to be a part of the Ohio Farm Bureau Group Ratings Program. Dan, one more time, where do folks go to learn more about that?
Definitely go to the Ohio Farm Bureau website, ofbf.org.
And Stephanie, whether you're an employer that has a question, an employee, perhaps one that is considering a claim, where do they go to learn more from BWC?
bwc.ohio.gov.
Hopefully today was relatively painless for you.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today. We're very excited about the direction that the Bureau is going. I mentioned the SUR program. We're expanding that to 9 more counties in the next year. So it's an exciting time for us.
Sounds like we need to have you back to tell us more at some point in the future. Our guest today, Stephanie McLeod, Administrator of Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. Dan Rapp from the Ohio Farm Bureau. Thanks to all of you for tuning us in today on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio. We'll